Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
And for more on that issue of the America's Cup and where that bid is at, we're joined now by Michael O'Donovan, the Cork Chair of the Vintners Federation of Ireland and proprietor of the Castle Inn on South Main Street. And Michael, thank you very much for joining us this evening. I think you'll have heard what Paul Cunningham was saying there, that the government, it looks like, is asking for a 6-month deferral of this decision. But the way that is being read in political circles, at least, is this bid is dead in the water.
Yeah, look, we've heard the news today and it's disappointing. But look, even at this 11th hour, we would plead with our, I suppose, four senior ministers here from the Munster region to put their shoulder to the wheel for this. You know, this would be a real boost for the economy, not just here in Cork or Munster, but the whole of Ireland, because the amount of people, 2.5 million visitors that they're estimating that would bring into the island over a 2.5 year period would be just such a boost coming out of a pandemic. And knowing the certainty that we would have something like this coming would just generate jobs. And it's across so many sectors, like obviously in our sector in hospitality, hotels, restaurant, bars, but you know, you'd have coaches, you'd have the airports, you'd have the ferry terminals. It would just give so much confidence to our sector. I know it's a big ask, 150 million to invest into it, but from a government sourced EY report, we know that the cost benefit analysis is somewhere between 400 and 500 million. So the spend that we would have back to the Exchequer out of such an event it would just be massive for what we could do with that money afterwards.
Yeah, and yet, as you say, the upfront cost appears to be in around 150 million, and the government is saying that it wants to carry out due diligence, further due diligence on the viability of it and all the costs around it. Is that not, like, whether or not you lose the bid, is that not the right thing to do to make sure that this is the right decision? It's a big spend without carrying out the appropriate research.
Yeah, look, what we were told in the last couple of days is that it would take, we were hopeful that due diligence could take part in the 6 to 7 week period where we could be nominated as the preferred bidder, but not to reply to, you know, the Origin management company and, you know, give them direction that, look, we would like to do this, give us the 6 or 7 weeks and do the due diligence in that. You know, 6, 7 weeks, I'm sure there's a lot of work can be done by the Department of Expenditure in that time frame. So we would hope still at this late stage that could be communicated and this could be salvaged, because it would be just, as I repeat, such an economic boost to the region.
And would it be? Are we sure about that, Michael? Because often these things are sort of difficult to pin down, aren't they, in terms of exactly what the boost is to the region? You know exactly how much you're spending, but in terms of quantifying you're gaining, it can be very difficult to really put a figure on that with big events, can't it?
It can, but look, Valencia hosted it in 2004, and if Spain, I'm sure, did their due diligence on it, they made money. It was such all the reports coming out of Spain, it was a real economic boost for them. They are now the favourites, probably after us, to host the event probably in 2024. If it wasn't such a success for them in 2004, I doubt they'd be going back in for it again in 2024. Mm. So,
and yet, we heard on the programme yesterday that New Zealand lost money on it last year.
Absolutely, but look, that was in the middle of a global pandemic, and you have to remember they still made for every one New Zealand dollar they put into the event, they recouped 91 to 93 New Zealand cent out of it. So they did make a loss, but not a huge loss out of it. And look, they had no tourists, so they were way down on the fleet that attended the event.
I think they had it a few years in a row, though, didn't they? So it wasn't all about COVID.
No, it's a 2.5 year build up, but unfortunately for them, it did come. The main regattas started in April 2019 into 2020, and it was hosted then in 2020. But they lost out for the majority of it because people didn't travel when New Zealand was closed. So the big events, they were certainly hampered on with the amount of people that could go to it.
I've seen quite a bit of speculation online that the fact that this event was being championed by Simon Coveney, who, as we know, is in political difficulty at the moment, that put the whole thing at a disadvantage because of his political problems. Micheál Martin couldn't be seen, for example, to be giving something like this to him, or that he would be coming out of cabinet with a big win like that. What do you make of that analysis?
Well, look, I think, you know, we, as I said, we have four senior ministers around the table from the Munster region. I think they have to put party political politics aside on this, because this is just too big for our country. Like, it's, we're told it's the third biggest sporting event outside the FIFA World Cup and the Olympics. So imagine, like, countries that can't host this are excluded. We have a unique opportunity with Cork Harbour being the second, you know, biggest natural harbour in the world to host such an event. We put a lot of money into bringing the Ryder Cup. We put a lot of money into the Volvo Ocean Race in Galway. And like, these events are very special to each region. So to get an event like this to come to Cork, and as I said, for the whole Munster region, this would be just such a big event. We need to put party political politics aside on this.
Just finally then, on the upfront cost, you know, we're coming out of a pandemic. We know that there's a lot of different things that this money could be spent on, as opposed to a yacht race. I don't know how the homeless problem is in Cork at the moment, but if it's anything like the way it is in Dublin or nationally, it's bad, for example. You know, there are plenty of very worthy projects that could do a lot with 150 million.
Absolutely, but look, I suppose, couldn't they do a lot more if they got the 400 to 500 million that we could that could be generated out of this event? And, you know, like, the programme for government is in place for next year. You know, the returns for this would kick in 2023. Yes, they would have to spend the money next year in 2022 on infrastructure, and a lot of the infrastructural projects are already included in programme for governments, so it would just be speeded up in delivery. And then, look, the outcome of having the EY report, cost-benefit analysis, we could do a lot more for social housing, a lot more for the homeless with the money that would be generated.
So you're holding out hope, Michael, that this may still go ahead, or do you think
at this 11th hour, it seems difficult, but we would still urge and appeal to our senior ministers and the cabinet table, really, to have a rethink on this and communicate to Origin and take that 6-7 weeks that we can do the due diligence on and hopefully get this across the line.
Michael O'Donovan, the Cork Chair of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, thank you very much for joining us this evening.